Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Brian Snavely, here on this Thursday evening. We obviously got a big news day today. I don't know how much you're all buying it. I personally don't have a strong opinion either way. Honestly, I'm not really buying it yet. I need to see some more proof. Obviously, we're talking about Gaddafi. They're saying that they killed him. And they're not even clear on how it's done. If we have a video, okay, that shows them dragging him through the street and there's all blood all over him. It definitely looks like him. But why the confusion on how he died? Why is there two stories coming out? One that it was an airstrike that killed him and one that he was shot. They're dragging him through the street. Isn't it pretty clear if that's a real video that he was shot? No, they say that they airstruck his house like right before that happened. Yeah, I don't know, unless they mean maybe he suffered injuries and then he escaped and then he's dying from those injuries and maybe not the gunshot, but come on. They said they shot him in the head. Well, regardless if he's really dead today, he'll be dead within a few months if he's not. And this guy's not the monster that everybody thinks he is. And we're going to talk about some of the reasons why they went in there. Some people will tell you it's this, they'll tell you it's that. And honestly, guys, every time something like this goes on, it's not just one reason. There's tons of reasons. There's like five or six agendas behind this one. And we're going to go over a couple of those right now. Okay? Now, we've already talked about how he was not airstriking his people, and that was all made up. Okay? So, that was one of our main reasons for going in there in the first place. Remember, it's not a war. You gotta love that. It's not a war. So we just send troops in your country, blow up a bunch of stuff, and kill your leader. But guess what? It's not a war. I'm sure everybody gets a kick out of that one. But anyways, so one of the reasons we went in there is because they said he was airstriking his people. Now, that's not true, okay? At least from the sources I heard from, there was, Russian satellites for 3 months were tracking that area and didn't pick up. Well, they were tracking it, you know, all the time. But for the 3 months that was supposedly going on, there were no flights by the Air Force over there doing that. On the ground, there is no evidence of, the place being lit up with fire from jets or anything like that or helicopters. There's not casings everywhere. There aren't things torn to shreds. Guys, we're getting a little feedback in the mic. Somebody mute their mic.
Put on your work boots. Fire up your laptop.
Sorry about that, people. So like I was saying, this guy that they make out to be a monster, okay, and you think he was killing his people, well, he wasn't doing that. That was just an excuse to get you on, give a little support to them going in there and not really, being all pissed off about it. Well, you should be pissed off about it because we're going to do it to Iran now. And we're going to get into that in a few minutes. I'm looking at a picture right now of the president of Iran. Not only was this guy not killing his people, okay, this guy was loved by his people, okay? He was loved a lot more than any of our leaders are loved. Seriously, we don't get to see that side of it at all. All you hear is them building him up as this big bad terrorist for years, okay? Do you know why the real reason? Well, not the real reason. Like I said, there's many agendas. Do you know why I think the strongest reason they went in there, and I'm sure a lot of people here agree with me, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure this out, but, they're never going to tell you this if you don't look. The real reason that they wanted to take him out, okay, he was a threat to their whole empire. He wanted to get rid of... Okay, and not use the U.S. dollar anymore over there, all right? He wanted to use a gold-backed currency called the dinar, and he was going to use that for all of Africa. He wanted to give them all a currency based off real gold, currency that's actually worth something, not just fiat made up in the air paper currency. He's truly sharing the wealth. What's so evil about that? Well, I'll tell you, in the U.S.'s eyes and NATO and everybody else involved, they can't have that. It's that simple. They want to put banks in there. World Bank, IMF. They don't want him having his own whole financial system set up, backed off this. Then nobody's going to use the dollar. And if he already has a whole continent of Africa using it, think how easy it would be to get other people to join in on it. There's already a whole continent using it. Obviously, it's got some strength behind it. That's the main reason they took him out. It's all about the Benjamins, baby. It really is. That's the main reason they took this guy out. He did not want the IMF or any World Bank or anything like that. Anything like that in his country. Okay? And he was a threat to the U.S. dollar. A serious threat. And Jesus, do you blame him? Do you blame other countries for wanting to get out of the U.S. dollar? They're all supposed to be backed by our U.S. dollar. So what do they do when they see all this insider trading and all the bull crap that made the bubble burst, basically, and made the whole economy collapse? And we've talked about that in a little bit of detail before. I mean, what do they think when they see that? They must want to attack us. Yo, our whole economy is based on you. What are you doing? What do you mean you're crashing it? So a few stiffs on Wall Street and other places can make a boatload of money up front. Billions. Few banks, few of the big firms. It's absolutely ridiculous. If you had your choice, you were not from the United States. Now think objectively here. If you were from just anywhere else in the world, all right, and you could use this gold-backed dinar, all right, and people in that whole continent were willing to accept that as payment for stuff, wouldn't you rather put your money into that than a bunch of paper that's just going down and down and down and down? Every time I go to the variety store now to go out and get a soda and a snack and just a couple of things, it's like $15. I mean, like, I'm only getting a couple of things here. It used to be like $5-6, you know what I mean? I know you guys know what I'm talking about. You just buy things and you're just like, wow, how did it come out to that much? I went to Dunkin's today for me and one of my friends. It was $21. And we didn't even get extra drinks. We had one coffee each and some food. $21 at Dunkin' Donuts. I shouldn't even be eating that, you know. I preach about the GMOs, and I slipped back into eating some regular food. Yeah, I got to get back on it. And I heard them talking about it on the show before this. And I actually did a little thing about GMOs, and I'm going to read that on the air after, okay? I did an episode where I covered a lot of it and stuff, but I actually made a little flyer probably a couple months back to, you know, to hand out to people, pass out at grocery stores or whatever. And, you know, I think I'm going to read that on the air after we get off all this Libya stuff. Now, this guy, right, not only did he have the gold-backed currency he wanted to get going, right, gas was dirt cheap over there, infrastructure was good. As a matter of fact, Libya was, because I don't know what the condition of it's like now, but it was the most advanced and the best infrastructure and technology in all of Africa, okay? This wasn't like some little hole in a cave like some people probably want you to think, all right? This is a bustling, busy country with a lot of wealth, with a guy that didn't want these, you know, I don't know, whatever word you want to use for the people, all right? These people with the world, with this world government type agenda where they're just, you know, teaming up and destroying the sovereignty of every country, robbing every country. Some people would call them, you know, the NWO, or some people would call them globalists, or some people would call them this or that. I just call them the scumbags, the worldwide scumbag crew, okay? You better believe that the heads of our nation, the heads of Britain, I mean, those guys are hand in hand. Pieces of dirt, okay? Yeah, I said it. Pieces of dirt. They don't have our best interest out in their mind at all. At all. I mean, you guys know. It's all about big corporations and big banks. And they're never going to bail you out. You know something that's funny? It's not funny at all. Something that's kind of amazing. And maybe you did see it in the news. Maybe you did, okay? Because for a while, I wasn't even checking in with the regular news. I was so pissed off about it. You know, right before that bailout was passed, okay? Do you know that they were threatened with martial law in the United States, in a bunch of cities, or even in the whole country, if they didn't sign that? Yeah. That's the strong-arm bully tactics of the military, you know, showing their might. Because you better believe the military runs the government a lot more than the government runs the military. I'll tell you that right now. You think You think when they have these, you know, 8 to 10 to 20-year plans of, you know, things like Iran, for example, how they encircle them with all these other countries and all these other pit stops, and then eventually they're going to go in there. They didn't just come up with this. This didn't just happen, and they had to, you know, come up with an idea real quick because they tried an assassination. They've been planning to go in there forever. All right? Now, do you think that if a new president comes in and he's against that, that the military is still not going to push that through on his clock? Oh, of course they are. Of course they are. They're really calling the shots, and that's dangerous because they're brutal. They are brutal. The people calling the shots are brutal human beings. They should be tried for war crimes. Look what they do to our own soldiers, okay? They'll radiate our own soldiers, make them breathe in DU weapons, literally radiate them, make them test out like nukes. I've seen it before. I've seen them blast it off and make the troops all walk toward it with no gear to see what happens. What? That's treason, my friend. That's treason. You know, if the troops want to sign up to fight for the country, God bless them. But to make them do something like that, just because you're in charge of them, they're not slaves. That's even worse than slaves. You don't just kill people. You don't poison, purposely radiate your own. But that's what they do. You know, and that's why, guys, even if we're never attacked over here, okay, which I worry about because we're spread so thin. I mean, it wouldn't be that hard. It'd be a little easier than we've been brought up to believe to penetrate our airspace, I think. I think if it was a big country like China or something and they had a lot of stuff coming over here, I don't think it'd be as impenetrable as we've been brought up to believe at all. I don't. I really don't. But that being said, you know, That's one of the reasons we should stop screwing around with everybody. China has more of our debt than anybody. We owe more to them than anybody. And we're just going to keep crashing our dollar and make it worthless. So when we say we owe X amount of dollars, then, you know, it's not going to be worth crap in a year or two. That's going to make people want to go to war. Look what we do to everybody over money. Look what we did to Libya. I'm looking at pictures of it right now. It does look like him. And if that is him, I feel bad for the guy. I do. And I know that sounds crazy. That's not anti-American, guys. At some point, it's got to be about right and wrong, okay? Because when the people that are running the country, when the things that they stand for are absolutely wrong, treasonous bullcrap, all right? You can't back them anymore. I'm sorry. I go with what's right and what's wrong, okay? And I don't believe what people tell me. I believe what my eyes see and what I research and find out, okay? And I'm telling you guys, okay, this guy was not the monster they portrayed him to be. Did he have some involvement in terror attacks before back in the... I don't even really know. Maybe he did. I don't know. I really don't know. You don't know either. If you're getting that from the TV, you have no idea. Yeah, we thought he was because they've been telling us that since the 80s, right? Who knows if he did? I'm pretty sure one of those attacks they're blaming him for, we were behind with a CIA agent, weren't we? I don't know if it was that airplane thing they're talking about, the Lockerbie. Wasn't that the one? It might have been a different one. There was a CIA agent that blew up a plane, and I thought they blamed it on Libya. I could be wrong, because I think they tried to do that to somebody else. It was a Cuba or something. I don't know. I'm off here. I know. I don't really know what I'm talking about on that, guys. You feel free to correct me on that, but there's something to that effect. Yeah, we don't know what this guy's really done, but we do know, and I'm telling you, okay? And I don't expect you to just believe me. Obviously, if you're not going to believe these people that get paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to lie to you on TV, you're not going to believe friggin' Joe Schmo over here on the free radio. You know what I mean? No, I understand, okay? But you'll see, as you start to listen to me and look into some of the things I say, I'm not full of crap. Everything I say is true. And when it's an opinion, it's opinion. Yeah, and my opinions aren't always right. Nobody's are. Okay? But when I'm telling you something's a fact, it's a fact. And this guy, okay, wanted to give Africa a new currency backed on gold, and we didn't want to let that happen, no matter what. So they invaded him. And they killed their president. And it's not a war? How is that not a war? What the hell constitutes a war these days? You would think invading somebody's country, putting troops on their ground, and going after their president and killing them, that would be a war. I would think any one of those three steps would be a war, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it be a war? It was. They called it an act of war when they say Iran supposedly was going to friggin' assassinate the Saudi ambassador on our soil. So that's an act of war, but us going in their country and killing their actual president, is it? Do you guys see how backwards that is? I mean, you don't even need to be digging into the alternative media to see that. That's just mainstream stuff. Just put it together. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense, does it? I'm telling you right now, Libya, it's not this, little dusty hole in the cave. It's not. It's much like we would be, okay? They have a lot of advanced stuff over there. It's a bustling country, like I said. If you guys know, okay, this isn't a war, right? Do you guys know we blew up a children's hospital not that long ago? Like a month ago over there? Huh? Did you know that? Have you seen the pictures of the kids with their limbs falling off? Now, what the hell have they done to justify that? Huh? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And now we're going into Uganda. Have you seen this? We're going into all types of Central Africa. Call me crazy, okay? But I think that's part of the reason they put Barack Obama into the White House. Not just to get the black people's vote. Not just to get people to think there was a big change. No, because he presents himself as an African, even though it's partly controversial. Okay? And so people associate him with that, and he's going to be the guy that can lead them into Africa, because no other president would get away with it. Sounds a little crazy, but I'm telling you, they think like that. But that, my friends, is an opinion, okay? So it is an opinion. Not going to say that's a fact, but that's just what I think. I think that's one of the many reasons they put him in the White House, okay? They had a plan to go in Africa and take all these resources for a while. And what better way to do it than with a black president, right? Oh, don't worry. You know, we need to do this. This is humanitarian. He's helping our people, yada, yada, yada. You know, the whole bull crap with that guy. The guy's a good speaker. He is. That's about it. I mean, the guy's a CIA asset. Dude, he's probably still an agent. God knows who else, you know? It's unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. So I see, Congress sent a letter. I mean, this looks like it actually might be legit. Like, there may be some pissed off people in Congress, but, you know, this could all be another smokescreen. I mean, it's unbelievable. But you can't think that way. You got to look into everything. But a lot of it is a smokescreen. But don't just brush everything off. That's not the right attitude to have. But Congress, congressional investigators sent a letter to the FBI Director Robert Mueller, okay? And they're demanding answers about the murder scene of one of the border agents that got shot. Now, we talked about Fast and Furious at great length already on the show. And for those that don't know what it is, briefly, real quick, I'll tell you. The ATF, along with some other agencies, FBI, DEA, Border Patrol, well, they shipped 30,000 guns to the Mexican drug cartel, the Los Zetas, okay? And those guns are turning up as murder weapons. Those exact guns, and they didn't even track them, guys. They didn't give them to them to bust people later. They didn't do anything to track them. No GPS, no nothing, dude. They just gave it to them to get the violence on the border up. I know it sounds crazy, guys, but that's why they'll never legalize drugs, okay? They want the violence down there. They want the drugs illegal. They want that whole game going. They make tons of money off the drugs. Who do you think brings all the drugs? You know, you ever watch like the border wars, how they catch so many people trying to, they search these cars so good. So how do all these drugs still get in here? I mean, I know a lot of loads don't get picked off there. I'll tell you right now, the government flies them in. The CIA wants CIA planes. Yes, they do. Look it up. I'm not crazy. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I don't say anything on here that's a theory. I mean, once in a while I will, and I'll tell you it is. 90% of what I say is already fact, and then I'll have some opinions. They've been caught doing it. They did it under Clinton all the time, Clinton and Bush Sr., when Clinton was governor, flying in CIA planes full of cocaine. Yeah, they do that. Look at Afghanistan, guys. Look what's going on over there, right? Before we went in there, you guys know the deal, right? Before we went in there, The half of the world's opium supply came from that one country, right? Well, now 90% of it does. Shouldn't that number have gone down, if not stopped? No, it didn't, did it? No, it went up. Why? Well, because we're giving them fertilizer, we're helping them guard their fields, then we ship it out. Yeah. And then the same banks that put this country in the situation that it's in financially, okay, they help finance the drug cartels. supply them with airplanes. The drug cartels fly the stuff in. It'll land at a military base. Okay, you get it? And then when all the product, you know, gets shipped out and comes back in, the drug cartels, and they take their cash to the banks. And I'm talking about banks, you know, like Wells Fargo, Bank of America. Oh, yeah, the big boys. That's right. Yep. That they take that money and they launder it for them. They wash it. Hundreds of billions of dollars a year. They got caught with doing $300 billion last year, two of them. I think it was Bank of America, and I want to say Wells Fargo, but I would have to look into it. It could be two different banks. But, you know, it's one of the bigger ones. And then, listen to how the circle just goes around and around and around, guys. Listen to this, right? So, what they do, all right, and this is why the drugs will never become legal. What they do is they have all these lobbyists push for tougher drug laws, right? Tougher drug sentences. Listen to this. Then what they do is they make money off the prisons because they own the prisons too. Yeah, the same banks own most of the prisons, okay? And then they're making money off you when you're in prison and they lock you up for all this time. Yet the people that fly this stuff in, nothing happens to them. Unbelievable, guys. It's unbelievable. So the whole, you know, I got way off track what I was trying to talk about here. But the we were talking about the border, right? Well, yeah, so this border agent, one of the border agents that died, okay, and there were at least one the last time I read up on this thoroughly, because I went through this at great length, all right? This was a very good story to look into. When I last looked into it, it was something like 5 border agents and 3, like, cops, regular cops, you know, maybe in Arizona or California, whatever. The numbers could be a lot higher right now. It could have been higher then, and they just didn't know that these people were killed with those weapons. But when I say they're giving them weapons, guys, I'm not talking about handguns or shotguns. I'm talking about high-precision military weapons like assault rifles, 50-caliber sniper rifles that can blow your head right off your shoulders from a mile away. Imagine that. Yeah, and they're doing it. Yeah, they are sniping people from the other side of the Rio Grande. Can you imagine that? Sniping them. Sniping Americans. Yep. And then they're using these weapons to kidnap Americans. Okay. Now, obviously, most of it is for fighting on the border, but I'm just letting you know that it's coming back over here. And all these traffic stops they're making in Arizona and stuff, they'll find trunks full of guns. 40 guns here, 50 guns there. They're all American made. Okay. Listen to this. We gave them 30,000 guns. And that's what they got caught with. Don't you think there was a whole bunch of shipments they got through before they got caught? I mean, let's just... I'm sick of talking like not in reality. Let's talk reality. If they got caught shipping 30,000 of them, they probably shipped 100, right? I'd be willing to bet they did. So they shipped the guns that ended up killing their own law enforcement people. Murdered. And this guy, Brian Terry, right? He was murdered in Arizona in the high desert, okay? And they say they only recovered 2 guns at the scene, but when her mother was questioning people before, she was found out there were 3. Now, the guy that's being charged so far is only one guy named Manuel Osorio Arellanes, I think it is, okay? He's the only one that's been charged, but he said he was traveling with 4 other armed men, okay? So, God only knows how many guns this guy was killed with, and they were all American guns that came from the ATF. Imagine that, the ATF. Why would they do that? And I'll tell you why. Guys, listen. You know, if you want to talk early 90s, I mean, I was young. I was a young teenager, right? I was probably like 15 to 93. You know, I wasn't into any of this stuff then, obviously. I was a teenager, okay? But since about back then, right around Oklahoma City and a little after that, that's not what that was for. I was corrected the other night. That was actually, you know, to crack down on the militia movements. But they've been trying to get the guns out of our hands for a while now, all right? At least since the 90s, the early 90s. I mean, they've really been trying. But now... And, you know, September 11th, that was one of the other agendas, but it didn't end up, you know, coming through because of that. But, you know, this is part of that, okay? Now, how does that work? Well, they're actually trying to blame these guns on, like, gun shops. Like, these Mexican guys are coming over here to a gun shop in Texas and buying thousands of guns. Are you kidding me, dude? No, we give them crates of guns. They don't get traced. They don't get stopped at the border, you moron. It's not the gun shop owner's fault. So what they're doing now, anybody that buys more than 2 guns or 1,000 rounds of ammo, they're going to report you to the FBI. They have to. It's a new rule. You like that? Rules. When they can't pass a law, they just make a rule. They do it all the time. So these guys give 30,000 guns to the cartels that are the most, supposedly the most dangerous drug cartel in the world. And it's other countries now too. Guatemala, Honduras. Yeah, it's all over the world. We're giving guns to everybody. Yep. Giving guns to everybody and taking it from our citizens. All right? And this is all part of trying to get the guns out of your hands. Increase the violence on the border till the people say, we got to get the guns out of here. Stop the violence. Okay, then all the southern states lose their guns. And then after the southern states have the gun done, guys, they're going to come for the, you know, they'll start with, like, say, New York up here on the East Coast. Because New York has a lot of violence. So they'll take New York. Then they'll come over to Boston, where I'm at. And then they'll go to L.A. And then it'll just fill in everywhere else. You don't think so? Yeah. We're going to be like, is it Britain? I think it's Britain. They don't have guns, right? None of them? The nanny state? Yeah. We're going to be like that. You better believe it. We follow their example on so many things. And we're going to follow it on this. Guys, we can't just sit back and let this happen. There's a reason that that's our Second Amendment right. Our forefathers knew this would be a problem at some point. And, you know, I don't have the exact quote in front of me, but George Washington said, don't ever give up your guns. You need them to fight back, especially if it's an oppressive government. We cannot give them back. We can't just give up. And I don't even own a gun. But for the people that do, that's their right. That's their right. It's like the medical marijuana thing we talked about, guys. Now people that get medical marijuana can't own a handgun? Are you serious? Why? I'll tell you why. Because it's easy to single that group out. Everybody else will gang up on them. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Then it passes. And then just like the other thing, like I said, state to state, this will move group to group. They'll ban this group. They'll ban that group. They'll ban this group. They'll ban that group. What, you ever take an antidepressant? You'll never have a gun. Or you ever been drunk driving? Never have a gun. You ever, anything. And then it'll get ridiculous. You have more than two kids? Well, we don't like you having two kids because the population is out of control. So you can't have a gun. Think about that. All right? Now, I'm so off track here. Congress really did send a letter asking 16 questions, I guess, to the director of the FBI, Robin Mueller. All right? And, you know, they're trying to say only two guns were found at the scene. And like I said, his mother was told there was three. This guy said he was with four other guys. It just stinks to all hell. Ultimately, all these details aren't even really that relevant because I'll tell you, it's pretty much open and closed. I mean, they gave them guns. They killed your guy. I mean, you're an accessory to murder and you sold them the murder weapon. I mean, you know, let's get these bastards. And you know, guys, this went all the way up to the Attorney General of the United States. He knew about this. Okay? Now, if this was me or you, we would be an accessory to murder. All right? Think about that. An accessory to murder. Now, I'm not saying, you know, this guy needs to be charged with that, but he at least needs to be taken out of his position, doesn't he? I do think he needs to be charged with something. I mean, how could you say that to the families of the border agents that are dead now? When their own people were silent, well, I'm the enemy. That's their enemy, guys. That's not just some cartel. That's the border agent's enemy. They have a cat and mouse game all friggin' day long, every day of the year. And it gets violent sometimes. Especially when you're dealing with big loads. Armin, their own enemy. Think about that. How ass backwards is that? And now we gotta pay for that. They're gonna take our guns. So when the police state rolls up on our street and tries to drag us unjustly out of our house and throw us in a FEMA camp or whatever the hell they want to do, or just beat the crap out of us because that's what they do now, or they want to mace me or throw a net on me like Spider-Man, kick me when I'm down, stomp on my head. They've stomped on my head before. Yeah, real tough, right? Unbelievable. And that's accepted now in this country. Look what's going on in New York at the Occupy thing, all right? Whether those people have the right direction or not, or whatever's going on, they don't deserve to be getting kicked, booted, all this crap. Kicked with horses, run over with motorcycles, maced, hundreds arrested at a time for what? For exercising their amendments, their civil liberties, freedom of assembly. I don't know which amendment it is. I don't want to sound like a moron, so I'm just going to call it what it is: freedom of assembly. Okay, we have that. We're supposed to be able to do that. We're supposed to have freedom of speech. But no, they'll set up no speech zones if they don't want you talking about something near a certain event. What the hell is a no speech zone? Why don't you just piss on my Constitution? Why don't you just throw it out? So sick of it. You see everybody demonizing it, don't you? Over like the last year? I saw it on the cover of Time magazine. Do we need it anymore? The picture of the Constitution. Yeah, we need it. What's going to protect us? I'm sick of being spied on. I am. I don't want to be spied on anymore. Maybe someday I'll be living off the grid. You can call me wacky. I don't care. I'm that wacky, weird guy that knows what's going on. I'm sick of being tracked. I'm not a terrorist. We know who the terrorists are, right? I'll tell you who they're not. They're not us, the American people. But that's what Homeland Security was set up for. Go look at their videos now. It's not about Muslims anymore, is it? It's all about the regular Americans living here. Me and you. John Smith. Joe Schmo. Now we're the terrorists? Unbelievable. They must be getting an absolute kick out of this terrorism thing. They have made up so much of this every step of the way, and it's so broad, and they could just use it as a blanket over everything. They just throw the legal system out. They do. You do whatever you want. You don't even get a trial if they want to call you a terrorist, all right? So they throw the legal system out. Don't give me any crap that they don't. And that doesn't just apply for real terrorists. That applies to whoever they want to throw the damn label on for the stupidest reasons. We talked about how they do that to our troops. Our troops go over there, get limbs blown off, come back, and they're most likely to be domestic extremists. I'll tell you why, because they're scared of the troops, because the troops are starting to wake up now. This is the generation where the troops wake up. I can feel it. You know you guys can feel it. They're starting to wake up. Look at the one last night, guys. You guys got to YouTube it. I wish I had the clip ready. This Marine guy, this awesome guy, man. He was in New York. He was fired up, yelling at the cops. How can you do this to your own people? How can you do this? You want to be tough? Go to Iraq. I was there. Go to Iraq if you want to be tough. Stop beating on your own people. What's the matter with you? And he's so right. What's the matter with them? But the military is getting smart. Because they've seen the atrocities. They've seen what they caused. And it's not their fault. I don't blame them at all. They might be the ones that get us out of this mess by coming forward. Telling everybody what's going on. They know they're not defending our freedoms. They're not stupid. They see how many civilians are dying over there. Guys, I don't care what you say. You do not kill 1.5 million civilians by accident. It can't happen by accident. No. In a war that's a few years, yeah, maybe you could kill 100,000, which is still a stretch, but you're blowing a lot of stuff up. Maybe you could kill that many by accident, but I wouldn't believe it. But 1.5 million, guys? Guys, we're just murdering innocent people. Think about that. It was your family, man. Think about it. What if it was your family? These troops just come in and rape your daughter. Huh? Remember that one? And no, I don't blame... that one, I obviously blame that person. He's a piece of crap. But I don't think that they're like that at all. I love the troops, man. But they're being brainwashed by their leaders. They took what was a good thing in these people to want to defend their country, and they used it against them, okay? They've used that patriotism against the troops, and they're using them as their little pawns in their imperialistic games. Do you see that? And now we're going to go into another war, guys. Another two wars, three wars, right? Uganda. Where else? There was somewhere else in Central Africa that they listed. I don't even remember. There's so many of them. And we're going to go to Iran? Then what? Is Iran going to attack Israel? And then we're going to have a world war? Because we're going to have to get Israel's back, right? Because for some reason, whatever they tell us to do, we jump. They snap their fingers, we jump, right? Really mad about this. I know you guys know, because I talk about the wars all the time. Guys, we got to speak up and stop this. I mean, we got to let everybody know what's really going on. We got to make people realize that this is so uncalled for. It's so unjust. How many more people have to die because we want to steal their resources? We want to steal their resources and steal their wealth. That's what it's all about. You know it is. We want to control all the banks in the world. We want every country to have to deal with these banks. And we want your resources, man. You got oil? We're taking it. We're taking it. You got lithium? Opium? We're taking it. We'll start shipping more of that out than you ever did. We're the USA. We're NATO. We bomb kids' hospitals. We bomb water supplies. If you did it, it'd be a war crime. We did it, we're heroes. You protect your land, you're terrorists. We do it, we're patriots. Screw that. I hope people in the world know that all Americans don't agree with what's going on. I feel so ashamed sometimes when I'm talking to people from other countries. I do. I feel ashamed and embarrassed. And I apologize. It's the first thing I do when I start talking to people from other countries is I apologize to them for what's going on. I do. I do it all the time. I tell them how sorry I am and how it's not us and we're not like that and how most of the people don't even have a friggin' clue. And the ones that do are against it, like us. We're against it. If you found this station, I'm sure you're against it. Guys, none of these countries ever attacked us. I mean, Jesus Christ. We don't even have to pick it all apart. How about that for just a broad statement? None of these friggin' countries ever attacked us, and we're attacking all of them. Huh? Taking out their leaders. Hussein. Gaddafi. Bin Laden. All dead. Supposedly. All right? We supposedly took them all out. On a case-to-case basis, which ones you believe, I don't know. And I don't blame you if you don't believe any of them, or if you believe them all. Whatever the case is, we supposedly took them all out. None of them did anything to us. None of them. We really are trying to take over the Middle East. I don't know how people can see it any other way. We're trying to conquer the part of the world. I mean, really. It's scary, man. It's scary, and I want it to stop. If you guys have soldiers in your family, or Air Force pilots, or Marines, or anything. I'm sorry if I'm forgetting anything. Yeah, if you any type of military in your family, guys, you got to tell them about what's going on. You got to let them know before they go over there, before they re-enlist. Even if they've already enlisted, don't let them re-sign up. Talk to them. Show them some things. If they're your family, you have to care about it, right? Spend a few hours, put some videos together for them, okay? Put them in a folder for when you have time and sit them down. Show them. Show them who they're really fighting for, guys. Most of them don't know. They just do what they're told. This Gaddafi guy was not this evil dictator that you think he was. Now they're going to do the same thing to the Iran guy. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad or whatever his name is. I have a hard time with his name for some reason. I'll get it down though. You know, I hate sounding like that on the air. But that's why I always say the Iranian president. But anyways, right? This guy, the same thing. They're putting out the same stories, okay? They're going to tell you how evil he was. If you guys have ever watched this guy talk live, you can tell the guy's he doesn't seem evil. I mean, you can't say you can tell he's not evil. But he just seems like he's a little too awake for them, and they do not like that. And all the other reasons with the banks and everything else that you saw with Gaddafi, okay? He's not going to let them in there. Just like he doesn't want UN inspected. He knows the UN sucks. Right? What's the UN do for anybody besides get wars going? Initiate wars and kidnap kids and genocide and everything else. Stuff you don't hear about. I'll tell you right now, it goes on. That yeah, they, you know, the UN was involved in a big child kidnapping slash sex slave ring. Yes, they were. And I think they had DynCorp working for them, doing it. Picking up kids, kidnapping them, putting them into sex slavery. How's that for the UN? Your almighty UN. Why don't we get out of the UN? How's that for an idea? That'd be a good start, right? That won't happen, though. It won't happen. I can't believe that the people that think it's cool that we killed this guy. Listen, guys, I want to touch on one more thing about the Libya before we get off it, right? Now, this is for the people out there that still don't really get it, okay? And I'm not making fun of you guys because I didn't get it for 33 friggin' years of my life, okay? You just haven't had it presented in the right way to you yet. But let me just ask you one question. It's maybe a couple series of questions, but it's all one question, really. Now, if you think Al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden did 9/11, okay, how can you back this Libya thing when it's supposedly Al-Qaeda are these rebels that are dragging him around and that we've been helping and assisting with airstrikes and ground support? Huh? How could that be? How can you not hate them? I think because you know it's fake. And you just can't admit it yet. You can't admit you were wrong. It was not Al-Qaeda, okay? Al-Qaeda, every time people talk about that in like a fair way, I bet these people in the government are laughing about it because you guys are all hyping it up yourselves and letting the ball keep rolling. It's not even real. It might be real, but it's probably a small percentage of the size they say it is. Most of the people are probably just friggin' actors. They probably just, you know, just regurgitate the same stuff over and over again, the same people. I mean, look at... And if you really believe Al-Qaeda was responsible for September 11th, right? Well, what about Anwar al-Awlaki? We'll talk about him real quick, okay? They supposedly just killed him or whatever. I don't know if I believe that. They've said that like 10 times. But supposedly, this guy, all right, was a mastermind of 9/11. And he was a mastermind behind the Fort Hood shooting and the Christmas tree bomber and the underwear bomber. This guy was like supposedly behind all this stuff, right? Even on 9/11, you know how they named bin Laden like within 41 seconds of the tower being hit? Or whatever happened? You know, they named him as the prime suspect, okay? Well, this guy, Anwar al-Awlaki, I mean, within a couple of days, if not on that day, he was named as one of the masterminds. He was. He was like right under Sheikh Mohammed. It was them two, you know? And do you know that 5 months after that, 5 months after he supposedly killed 3,000 Americans, Anwar al-Awlaki was meeting secretly at the Pentagon with the Secretary of the Army as an honorary guest 5 months after he killed your 3,000 people? How do you feel about that? Does that make any sense to you? It shouldn't, because it doesn't, guys. All it proves to you is that al-Awlaki is controlled by the CIA. Guys, this isn't a joke. When people say bin Laden used to be in the CIA, he was in the CIA. Go look it up. His name was Tim Osman. He was. And not only that, he toured every major military base in this country. Okay? This is all bullcrap, guys. It really is. This whole terrorism thing is a fraud. It's all made up for them to basically rip up the Constitution. That's the best way I can sum it up. Okay? There's so many reasons they do it, but... they've made up this terrorism to basically rip up the Constitution and have carte blanche to go into any country they want and say that they were going to attack us. Or we have to. So we're preventing terrorism by causing it. You got to love that one, guys. You got to love it. It's unbelievable, guys. Now, how long do you think we'll be in Libya? You think we're going to get right out? You think we're going to hang out for a few years? We'll be there for 5 years at least. We're not going anywhere. We're going to take over that whole continent. We want all their diamonds, their oil, all their resources, man. We want it all. You think we're leaving? Why do you think we're going to Uganda and these places in the Congo? You're going to get some diamonds. Yeah, we're going to get some diamonds. Unbelievable. But they'll say it's, you know, to prevent genocide. Well, we're the ones genocide. Now, we want to talk about genocide. This is a great segue into what I wanted to talk about. I heard it was mentioned on the show right before mine. They were talking about the genetically modified food, okay? You know, I don't like to read off a script when I'm on the air. I just talk. You know, sometimes I have a couple notes so I don't forget to go over things. I am going to read right here, but this is something that I wrote. It's called, Do You Know What GMO Food Is? Okay? And I wrote this, you know, a couple months back. Me and my buddy put this together. Been handing this out. And I think it's real important that you listen to this, okay? Everybody, even if you know what GMO food is, and especially if you don't, guys, listen to this, okay? Do you know what GMO food is? Do you care about your family's health? Do you know what GMO foods are? GMO foods are genetically modified organisms. They are unnatural and are made by splicing two genes together. These foods, in most cases, are resistant to antibiotics, and they have never been proven safe. Never, guys. Never, never, never. Okay? Remember that. In most tests, the outcome is infertility, and it's showing up in humans now in Africa and in South America. It can also cause severe tissue and organ damage. The GMO food has much lower, if not zero, nutritional value than the real food. Okay? Now, you are eating this right now. Unless you don't, you know, you're already aware of this, you're eating it. Okay? The only way you can avoid it is by buying real organic food. Now, over 90% of the U.S.'s soybean, corn, and canola crop are all genetically modified now. Think about that. 90%, guys. It's getting close to 100%, all right? Now, most countries have banned the stuff. They have. A lot, not most, but a lot. A lot of countries have banned GMOs altogether. But the ones that haven't, okay, they usually at least have labeling so you know when you're buying GMOs. But in this country, you don't. You don't, guys. You know what? I'm just going to go off on my own here because I can't just read like this over the air. I sound like a robot. I don't like doing that. You know, the reason they don't do it, guys, is the company that makes most of the genetically modified food, right? That's Monsanto, okay? There are other companies like DuPont and others. No, did I say – was it DuPont? I think I got that wrong. But anyways, Monsanto is the big enchilada here, okay? Now, the FDA is full of former Monsanto employees, lawyers, lobbyists, all types of stuff. I mean full. I mean more than half of their employees, their executives, okay? So they actually made it so it's not only not needed, it's actually illegal, okay? So let's say you make pasta. So you put Joe's Pasta at the local grocery market, you know, a dollar a box or whatever. If you write on the side of it, contains GMOs, that's illegal. You just committed a crime. How about that, you criminal? You're such a criminal terrorist. What do you have, a copy of the Constitution? You're one of those types, aren't you, you little wacky terrorist? Unbelievable. All right, guys, listen to this, okay? Monsanto, not only do they not have to label their very dangerous food, which we're going to get into why it's so dangerous, they're actually patenting it, okay? Do you guys remember the Clarence Thomas guy, the Supreme Court Justice? Well, he used to be a lawyer for Monsanto. Now he's in the Supreme Court. And he actually was very key in getting it passed where they can patent food. Now think about this. They can patent food. They own food. And they're doing it to almost every type of crop. And this is serious because they're shutting down farms and suing farmers for millions if their crop has the genetically modified gene in it from Monsanto. Imagine that. And even if you try to avoid it, guys, it gets on your field. The wind blows, it blows it over. If a bird takes a seed over, and in some countries, Peru was one of them. Listen to this, okay? They were dead set out against GMOs. They weren't going to have it at all. Outlawed, okay? They weren't having it. So what'd they do? Mysterious black bags without a label on it were appearing over their fields and infecting everything. Imagine that. Now, at Monsanto, you know, they really are doing this, and they're winning every case because the government's in on it, okay? They're suing all these farmers for millions of dollars. If you don't go GMO, you basically got the biggest uphill battle of your life, guys. And, you know, they made these seeds so they don't reproduce. They come out sterile, the seeds that come off the plants. So you can't replant any of them. Not only that, they're so smart, man. They make it so they're resistant to Roundup, which is their pesticide. So what that does is makes everybody spray more Roundup all over everything, and it ruins everything else. And then you can't even go back to planting the other stuff for a long time, okay? So what happens if Monsanto pulls the plug on you for a few months? Think about this. What if they pull the plug on a whole continent? That continent will starve. They can't replant the seeds, guys. Think about it. I know what you're thinking. We'll just grow more food. No, you cannot replant the seeds. Unbelievable, right? And they have a seed vault up in the Arctic with, you know, Bill Gates and Rockefeller and all these other people, you know, in case ever, you know, whatever hits the fan. I mean, come on, guys, of course it's going to hit the fan. And the other thing with this, guys, let me tell you, in India, it's a big problem, okay? Now, they give you all types of promises that you're going to have more crops and this and that. And, you know, they go under the guys that, you know, like the UN. Africa doesn't want GMOs, all right? They know what's going on. So the UN makes it look like they're feeding starving people in Africa. And that's why the GMOs go down there. Yeah. I swear to God. And they're actually sterilizing people through the stuff. Yes, they are. The stuff's never been proven safe, okay? Every single time they test it, Every time they test it, you know what happens? After a few generations, the animals they tested on cannot have babies no more. And the ones that eat the regular potatoes, okay, because that's what they add, potatoes. The ones that eat the regular potatoes, they were fine. And the ones that eat the genetically modified ones had all types of organ and tissue damage. And it happens time and time again. And every test, that is the result. Every time. Infertility. There's your population control, okay? You can't do it with machine guns and rocket launches because it'll be all over the place. People will know, okay? But if you make it so people can't have kids no more, well, guess what happens in a few years? More people are dying than are being born. And then the population goes down. I swear to God that's what they're doing. Alright? Look into it. Look into the testing. You'll see. You'll see for your own eyes. So anyways, right? These genetically modified crops are causing all types of mutations. All types of mutations. Crops are coming out with like three heads instead of one. You know, like the ears of corn and stuff like that growing out sideways. It's ruining their yields. So 250,000. That's a quarter of a million, okay? 250,000 Indian farmers have killed themselves now over this. A lot of them drink Roundup until they're dead to make a point. Monsanto is a dealer of death. Do you guys know who they are? These people that are in control of our food supply? They're the same people that made Agent Orange in Vietnam. Okay? That's like turbocharged Roundup, basically. All right? They're responsible for that. They also make aspartame. Okay? PCBs. Aspartame is NutraSweet, equal, sweet and low. It's deadly. It's made from the E. coli bacteria's fecal matter. Okay? That's what it is. You're eating the E. coli bacteria's cucka. Think about that. I'm not trying to talk like potty humor over here. Excuse my language. But it's just, it's absolutely ridiculous, all right? Now, speaking about the food itself and the other dangers, besides not being able to have kids, okay? This stuff can make you have mutations in your body. Yeah, mutations in your body, okay? And not only that, you cause birth defects, brain damage, tissue and organ damage, seizures, all types of stuff, okay? Now, if you ever look at the stuff that happened in Vietnam, look at some of the kids that have been born in the last 30, 40 years or whatever, since the Vietnam War ended. You'll see the effects of the Agent Orange, and that's what Roundup does. It does it on a smaller scale, but that's what it does, okay? You gotta see some of these kids. They've come out so deformed, I feel so bad for them. And it's from that. But guys, you can't trust the FDA, the USDA, or any of these other governing agencies for your health. You can't, guys. You have to look out for yourself. You do. You gotta look out for yourself and for your family, all right? I'm gonna give you a couple websites that you can go to that great health news. And, you know, anytime you want to learn anything about any of this stuff, go to naturalnews.com. They've got tons of great real health information. And anytime you want to further study anything, there's all types of links to, like, podcasts and videos and all types of paragraphs. You can search anything. Search GMO. Search vaccine. You'll see how much stuff comes up, guys. You know, basically the solution here, and I'm trying to offer a solution, you got to try and get off that stuff. You got to try and go organic. It's hard. It's more expensive. They don't make it easy for you. But I'm not lying to you guys. It's dangerous stuff. To think that they would poison the food supply is almost, you know, unreasonable, right? But they are doing that. It's a sad thing. It is. So I only got about 3 minutes left, guys. See, you know, that's going to wrap it up for the... GMO talk right now. And, you know, just to go back to Libya real quick again, guys. What do you guys think is going to happen here? Do you guys think we're going to be there for, you know, a lot longer than they're saying, like 5 years or something? Or you guys think we'll be out in a couple months? I personally think we're going to be there for a while. I think he's got a lot of resources that we want. I don't think we have pretty much any intention of leaving, you know? Anybody want to call in? Call in. 772-905-3018, guys. 772-905-3018. Why don't you let me know what you think about it? You know what I mean? Anybody that has Skype, if you just go to our website, guys, you know, you can just click the call right there. It'll dial right in, and we'll get you right on, guys. We'll get you right on. You know, there was one more thing I wanted to touch on real quick. I'm kind of running out of time here. We're gonna save that for tomorrow. It was just more stuff on the drones. We've talked about that for a while. But the drone activity, the activity in Libya with the drones too. And supposedly that's how the airstrike hit his house or whatever. Where they say he might have died from that or maybe from the gunshot wound. That was also a drone attack. For those that missed it, two U.S. soldiers actually died the other day because one of our drones targeted them as the enemy and basically just wiped them out. And the soldiers on the ground knew that they weren't enemies, and they relayed the information to the controllers in Nevada, but apparently the controllers didn't get the message in time, or they pushed it to the side and thought it was urgent. We lost two people. But, guys, you know what? We're up against the clock. I want to thank everybody that tuned in today. Now, we will be back Monday night at 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock with the wake-up call here on Informed Radio. I'm your host, Brian Stavely, and I'm just here to bring you the truth.